January 10, 1931. Who lives in the divine will belongs to the divine family. Different ways of belonging to God. Example of the kingdom. Some live in God, some outside of God. Though I felt abandoned in the divine fiat, I also felt all annihilated, but so much, that I saw myself as smaller than an atom. And I thought to myself, how miserable, small and insignificant I am. And my adorable Jesus, interrupting my thought, making himself felt and seen, told me, my daughter, whether small or great, you belong to our divine family. You are a member of it, and this is enough for you. Even more, it is everything for you, and is the greatest glory and honor you could possess. And I, my love, we have all come out of you, and we all belong to you, therefore it is no wonder that I belong to you. And Jesus, indeed everyone belongs to me by bonds of creation, but there is great difference from one who belongs to me not only by bonds of creation, but with bond of fusion of wills, that is, mine is her soul and only will. I can say that these belong to me with bonds of true family of ours, because the will is the most intimate thing that can exist, both in God and in the creature. It is the essential part of life, it is the director, it is the dominator that has the virtue of binding, with inseparable bonds, God and the creature. And from this inseparability it can be recognized that she belongs to our divine family. Does this not happen inside a kingdom? All belong to the king, but in how many different ways they belong? Some belong as people, some as army, some as ministers, some as sentries, some as courtiers, another as the queen of the king, and others as his children. Now, who belongs to the royal family? The king, the queen, their children. All the rest of the kingdom cannot be said to belong to the royal family, though they belong to the kingdom. They are obliged to laws, to subjection, and rebels are put in jail. Therefore, even though all belong to us, but in how many different ways? And only one who lives in our divine will lives in our midst. Our divine fiat brings her to us on its lap of light, and to our inmost divine womb. Nor can we put her outside of ourselves. In order to do that, we would have to put our divine volition outside of ourselves, which we cannot do, nor do we want to. On the contrary, we are happy to have her, to cuddle her as our dear memory, when our love, overflowing, issued the creation, wanting the creature to live in our inheritance of the divine will and to amuse herself with her creator with her innocent smiles. And if you see yourself small, it is the exuberant love of my fiat, which is all attention and jealousy over you, that concedes you not one act of your human will. Therefore the human has no growth, and you feel yourself always small. And this is because my will wants to form its life in your smallness, and when its divine life grows, the human life has no reason to grow. Therefore you must content yourself with remaining always small. Then, I continued my abandonment in the holy will, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, one who lives in my divine fiat lives in God, therefore she possesses and can give the goods that she possesses. The divine being surrounds her everywhere, in such a way that she sees, feels, touches nothing but God. In him she delights, him alone she comprehends and knows, everything disappears for her, and what is left to her is only the memory that, while she is in her God, she is still a pilgrim. And as a pilgrim she must plead for her brothers, because, finding herself in the condition of giving the goods she possesses, she must give according to their dispositions. Don't you remember, years ago, when I would show you how I would place you inside my heart and everything would disappear for you, and you would enjoy it and no longer wanted to go out? And I, to make you remember that you were a pilgrim, would place you outside, at the door of my heart or in my arms, to let you see the evils of the humankind, so that you would plead for them. And you were displeased with me, for you did not want to go out of my heart. It was the beginning of the living in my divine will that you felt in my heart, exempt from any danger, free of all evils, because God himself posts himself around the happy creature to keep her defended from everything and from everyone. On the other hand, one who does my divine will and does not live in it, finds herself in the condition of being able to receive, but not to give. And since she lives outside of God, not in God, she sees the earth, feels the passions, which put her in continuous danger and give her an intermittent fever, such that they feel now healthy, now sick. Now they want to do good, and now they get tired, they are bored, they become irritated and leave good. They are just like those who do not have a home in which to be safe, but live in the middle of the street, exposed to cold, to rain, to the scorching sun, to dangers, and they live of alms. Just penalty, for one who could live in God, while she contents herself with living outside of God.